One clarification of halakha regarding Hanukkah. The minhag is on the Erev Shabbat of Hanukkah, custom is to pray mincha first and then go light the menorah. Usually many synagogues offer a mincha gedolah on that day, so the members could pray and then light. The minhag is brought down by the Ben Ish Chai, Rav Chaim Palachi and Mo'ed Lechol Chai. And the Rav Chidah and Birkei Yosef explains that the reason is because in the Beit HaMikdash, they would bring the Korban Tamid, which corresponds Mincha, and then they would light the Menorah. So if you want to follow the Seder of the Beit HaMikdash, so that would be the proper order. The Sha'aret Tziyun in Tafresh Ayin Tet brings down another reason from the Pri Megadim. You see, when we're lighting on Erev Shabbat, we cannot light that early. We cannot light at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a certain starting point where you could light the menorah, and that starting point is called Plag Mincha. From Plag Mincha, which is, let's say, is about an hour and 15 minutes before the Shkiah, not exactly, minutes, but halakhic minutes, sha'ot zamaniyot. So you're allowed to light at that time on Erev Shabbat. We really have no choice. We have to light it early because you cannot light on Shabbat. So the Sha'aret Tziyun says, well, if you're going to light at that time, basically what you're saying is that it's night. It's Hanukkah, it's night. So how could you pray mincha afterwards if already you established it night by lighting the menorah at Plag HaMincha? You're putting yourself in a predicament that's called Tarte Desatre. Tarte Desatre is you're contradicting yourself. Make up your mind. Is it day or night? So that's the Pri Megadim's issue, Tarte Desatre. Mishnah Berurah says, well, you should try to be makpid l'chatechila, but he doesn't feel it's a deal breaker if you didn't do it. And then he says, especially, this would only apply a tarte desatre if you're doing it early. If you're doing it early, if you're lighting early. So what does it mean? So I saw in the Sefer Netzion, or Nelitzion, written by Rabbi Ben Senor, student of Hakam Ben Sion, he explains the Sevara like this. He said, when a person is lighting early, very early, right at plag, basically he's saying that I'm lighting at this point because I know the rabbis classify this point as night. So therefore, to go to pray mincha after, you're doing a tarte desatre. However, if you light right before Shabbat, you don't light so early, you light, let's say, at candle lighting time, there you're not saying because it's night, you're saying because it's a Shabbat, I have to light. Which means obviously the rabbis allowed you to light the menorah before Shabbat starts. So when you're lighting right before, for example, let's say 18 minutes before sunset, when the ladies light the candles, so you light 90 minutes before, a minute before the ladies light, there you're not saying, oh, plag mincha. You're saying, I got to go to shul. It's Shabbat. I have to light the menorah. So there where you're not, explicitly showing your plag mincha card, you're showing your Shabbat card. So therefore, he says, in that case over there, even the Pri Megadim would agree that it's not going to be a Tarte desatre. You have no choice. How come you tell you have to light before Shabbat starts? I'm lighting before Shabbat starts. But when you light early, you're showing, oh, you know the plag mincha rule. You know that the plag mincha rule allows you to light it at 3:30 because that's already considered, night according to some rabbis. So that would be more of a plan. So therefore, what would come out according to this is that those that did not pray mincha gedolah, they should try to light later than earlier. Again, not compromising missing the minyan either. That's a little tricky, obviously. But according to the other reason that the Haidah brings, it's got to do with the order of the Beit HaMikdash. That's not going to make any difference in when you light, early or late. You still should do the Korban Tamid before you do the menorah. All this that we're talking, by the way, is a nicety. It's like a tehillah. It's, if you could do it. But clearly, all the poskim say that even if you lit the menorah at plag, you could still pray mincha. They're not gonna, you know, say that it's such a tarte de satre that you can't pray mincha anymore, but it looks like a tarte de satre at least, and therefore it's something that you should take care of. There's one other interesting practice that the Kaf HaYom brings down on the lighting on Motzei Shabbat. We have the very famous rule that says that once you did a mitzvah with one item, you should try to use it again to do a mitzvah with another item. So he says that after you blow the candle out for Havdalah, you should relight the candle of Havdalah and use that as the shamosh to light the nerot of Hanukkah. Again, if it's possible, everybody has a different type of ner Havdalah. Some of them are just not practical to use it as a lighter. But if you do have one that, you know, would serve that purpose, Kaf HaYom reminds us that it is a good opportunity to recycle a mitzvah, that once you just used it for one item, to recycle it for another. Something to keep in mind, I guess, for the future Hanukkot. Okay.